Good evening. Today, we received the sad news of the untimely passing of our colleague, the Honorable Delores Christopher. Honorable Christopher was, as those of you who knew her, an elected official and entrepreneur, but most importantly, she was a true BVI patriot. She was the true definition of a person who exuded national pride, the true essence of an indigenous Virgin Islander. Honorable Christopher first became a public officer in 1968 when she joined the then Chief Minister's office, and her love for country over self led her to remain a public officer throughout her lifetime. In 2003, she was elected as the representative for the 5th Electoral District and served as a government backbencher. In 2011, she was appointed Deputy Speaker in the House of Assembly. One of the things we would always remember about Honorable Christopher was that she swelled with so much pride in being a BVI Islander. She was a woman of many passionate words of these Virgin Islands. She was very politically minded and advocated for the development of the people of this territory. Many will remember Honorable Christopher as one of the founders of the popular Christmas on Main Street annual event. She believed that it is important for us to all know and cherish our legacy. She was also very instrumental in the development and success of the Festival of Arts event held in 2013. The Honorable Christopher strongly believed that the many vibrant pieces from the annual Emancipation Celebration could be preserved as an added attraction to our tourism product. In fact, she advocated for the construction of a national museum to house artifacts depicting our local history. The friendship shared between Honorable Christopher and myself go a long way back. We both hail from Longlo. She was a personal friend of my family, and I admired her fervor in which she defended this territory and protected our rights as BVI Islanders. She touched many lives, and her passing is a great loss to the territory. Her contributions to the cultural development and historical preservation of the territory are invaluable. Honorable Christopher will long be remembered as a daughter of the soil. We will miss her as a colleague, and we will miss her passionate contributions in the House of Assembly. On behalf of the government, the people of the Virgin Islands, my wife Alice and our children, I extend deepest condolences to her husband Robert and the children Troy, Ad, and Najan, and of course the grandchildren. May God grant us all comfort during this difficult time.